The Capital Region's bike share program is in its third season, but there are some questions being raised about the program's effectiveness in one area city. CDTA's Director of Corporate Communications, Jamie Watson, says the CDPHP Cycle bike share program has been well received and boasts a growing ridership.
We're back in our four core cities, which are Schenectady, Albany, Troy, and Saratoga, and we have added the city of Cohoes to the mix this year as well.
But bike share use has remained low in Schenectady. City activist David Giacalone questions the wisdom of the city council's Monday night vote to enter into a three-year contract with the bike share system, which carries an annual payment of $25,000 from the city into the program.
The average bike station in Schenectady had one ride every other day for the 8 months of 2018 season. $520 a bike per year. And the average bike is only used, you know, three times a month. That seems like a lot of money.
Official figures for 2018 show 1,370 bike share rides taken in Schenectady, or 6% of total ridership. That's in comparison with over 15,000 in Albany, nearly 3,400 in Saratoga Springs, and 2,400 in Troy.
6% of the rides when we're 25-26% of the population is not doing well.
Vince Riggi, an independent, was the lone counselor voting against the contract.
A couple of council people, before I even asked the question at committee, a week ago at committee, they asked some questions about, how has it been working out? How many bikes have been rented? How far did people go? Are they going from station to station? And the city engineer was there, nobody from CDTA, only the city engineer, who had no answers for us. So I didn't feel comfortable in voting for something, committing $75,000 of taxpayer money over 3 years to something that we didn't really know anything about as far as how it's been working out in Schenectady. So that's why I voted no.
CDTA's Watson told WAMC the company's mobility manager, who would normally provide statistics, had left for another opportunity. Giacalone and Riggi expressed interest in knowing how CDTA classed Schenectady bike riders. Albany's were labeled commuter, while Saratoga's were recreational. Giacalone:
there's very little chance that people are commuting from Schenectady to Albany, or some Schenectady to Saratoga. The people who are capable of doing that physically have their own bikes.
Watson believes electric city bikers are a little bit of both, commuter and recreational.
But mainly they are purposeful trips. So people are taking bikes to go perhaps to the, to the drugstore. They're taking them to go to a grocery store or a bodega, something like that. They are purposeful trips. They're getting on the bikes to go run an errand and then return the bike.
Riggi would favor trimming the payments to CDTA, using some of the funding for a city-sponsored bike initiative.
Maybe we could take $10,000 and buy a lot of bikes with $100 bikes, and you can buy it for $100. You see them all the time in Walmarts and whatnot. Buy a bunch of bikes and maybe give it to Electric City Bike Rescue and let them use a program to meet them out to the needy, the less fortunate. They can't afford their own bicycles. I'd like to see that.
Giacalone would like to see existing bike stations reviewed and some possibly relocated.
You went from seven stations the 13, despite the fact that there were only 550 rides in 2017. And in fact, in 2017, you told us that two-thirds of those rides were at one station. So that probably means that there are a lot of stations where there's almost no use at all.
Watson counters CDTA is open to new ideas, continually looking for ways to improve the program.
It's a work in progress. We launched in 2017, and now that we have a couple of years under our belt, we're able to look at the data we've collected, and as you've mentioned, the rack locations, where the bikes are, and there are opportunities to be able to tweak it.
Watson notes CDTA is taking steps to boost ridership, including an agreement with Union College, giving students free rides, along with exploring adding stations in Scotia and Niskayuna in Schenectady County. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.